This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
KVJ Cuts.
We knew that artificial intelligence was going to become a problem. Now, when it's Drake dealing with issues because he used AI to recreate Tupac's voice and Tupac's estate is like, hey, take that down, and Drake has to. All right, that's rich people problems, right? Not a big problem for us. Now it has hit the common person to derail what is supposed to be a life for nefarious means. 31-year-old Dazon Darian was the athletic director at Pikeville High School in Baltimore when he used AI to frame the principal, making it look like he had gone on a racist and anti-Semitic rant about students and parents.
What?
Crazy.
What did? How did he do it? Make a fake email?
What do you mean?
How did he frame it?
What he did was he took the principal's voice, he used AI, and then he sent an anonymous email with the audio, which is less than 60 seconds long, anonymously to two teachers.
Oh. You're saying with the voice he did. Wow.
It's going to be so easy to catch you from your IP address.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be easy, but it's still going to cause chaos.
Oh, it's going to cause chaos for a couple days until they investigate. But the end game, you're going to get caught.
This guy got caught, but it took months. And for months, they thought the principal had made these comments disparaging Black and Jewish students and their parents.
Oh, isn't that terrible?
It's absolutely terrible, yeah. Now, here's a little bit of the audio. This is from the news report that ran on NBC, giving you a comparison. You'll get to hear the audio from the AI of the principal. You'll hear his real voice, and then you'll hear what the guy did with it for the AI.
And don't let me get started on DJ. I'm going to drag his black out of here one way or another.
That was the AI. So he said, basically, I'm going to drag his black ass out of here one way or the other.
Oh, my.
That was part of what he had said there.
Take a listen to how similar Iceworth's actual voice.
As student athletes, you have won county, region, and state championships with grace and humility.
Is to the one suspected to be AI generated.
How hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations?
Dude, me and Denny's were working with it the other day trying to bring back my Aunt Anne's voice, and we got her voice down pretty. It
yeah,
sounds
did.
Like my Aunt Anne.
Wow. Yeah, you did. It's unreal. So, I mean, here we are now. You have a guy who's an athletic director at a high school that has the technical capabilities to create AI that sounds just like the principal. He sends it out there, plants it into the world for months. People are thinking he said this. And he went on to say some terrible things. It said that black students were unable to test their way out of a paper bag. And he said that Jewish teachers at the school should have never been hired.
Whoa.
And so here you are with everyone from those groups in the community hating on this principal.
Oh, my gosh.
And dealing with it. And the police are looking at it. And he's saying, I didn't say this. I don't know what's going on. And there's all kinds of chaos that is.
You just got to start screaming AI if this happens to you.
Yeah. And the police, they went on to talk a little bit about the quality of it. And there were just a few things that the guy didn't do that made it possible to realize it was artificial intelligence.
Through their investigation, detectives allege Mr. Darian made the recording to retaliate against the principal who had launched an investigation into the potential mishandling of school funds.
So it sounds like the athletic director was
hiding money.
Yeah, from
stealing.
The school, and the principal starts to investigate. So he gets the principal off his tail by creating fake AI audio, anonymously planting it with two teachers. The two teachers expose it, and now the principal is dealing with being a racist and an anti-Semite.
Oh my gosh.
You have a major lawsuit against this athletic director.
Yeah.
Did he keep his job or did they remove him?
No, the athletic director is out. He's been arrested.
What about the principal? When all this was going on, did he keep his job?
Yeah, I don't think that anything had happened. They didn't cover that in the news, what happened in the interim to the principal, whether he was sidelined or not.
Besides being hated by the entire town, did they let him stay principal? Because if they let him, if they put him on a little, on a bench, he can sue everybody, including the school board and the athletic director.
I'm really not trying to sound overdramatic, and I'm not trying to sound negative, but this is just the beginning. This is a major, major problem for the species of humans. This is going to be... This AI stuff is going to get out of control. I know some people think I'm the crazy old man screaming from the yard. There's going to be some problems.
You're not going to be able to believe anything you hear or see.
Yeah.
You're going to have it run through an AI detection filter.
That's what they're going to have to get. The cops said what helped them out. They noted the odd tone of the audio, and they're able to detect that there was manipulation in it. So though it was good, it wasn't perfect. And they said that if the audio had not been so carelessly put together, that it would have been nearly impossible to disregard its authenticity.
Well, right now, we're in first generation of all this technology. Yeah. Imagine where we're going to be in 4 years. They're going to be so good at faking your voice, they can make us all racist.
Well, what happens is nobody starts to trust anything or anybody, and that starts to break down the spiritual fabric of being a human. If you can't trust anything and anybody...
You can't trust anything you see or anything you hear.
It's... I don't know, man.
Well, and right now the laws haven't caught up to what this athletic director did to the principal, making it sound like he had been racist and anti-Semite. Because
that's horrible.
Moment, the guy has only been charged with disrupting school operations, theft, retaliating against a witness, and stalking, because it is only illegal to impersonate government and business entities. It's not covering the common citizen right now, and the Federal Trade Commission is now realizing they're going to have to move to make all AI deception illegal in America, and it's currently right now not.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. It deserves prison time. You could have ruined this man's career and life. They
did temporarily.
They could have come after him and killed him in his yard.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff you're dealing with. To me, what is scary is that you have somebody that is not an audio expert that still has the technical wherewithal to make something so deceptive that for months a community thinks this principal is...
Yeah.
But he's not.
Thank goodness the athletic director wasn't good at it. But there'll be a guy that comes along that's good at it and has a vendetta and wants to take somebody down, and they're not going to be able to find manipulation in the audio. And then what?
I really don't want to be dramatic, and I hate getting on a microphone going, oh, that's scary, scary. But I think there is some things that are going to be some issues with all this.
There definitely is. And what they're going to have to do, one, better laws immediately that cover AI and this kind of deception. And then they're just going to have ways that you can run this all audio through a computer to detect if there's any kind of artificial intelligence and fake audio manipulation. Because if not, then you're right. Through audio and video manipulation of artificial intelligence, the world is going to get very chaotic very soon. So... Just a crazy story.
Happy Friday.
It's the weekend, baby.
Yeah, well, it's a heads up, man. I would want to know about this.
That is why I do talk about it a lot, because I am very concerned.
Yeah.
You should be.
People need to know.